Harbor Beach kicking off now, leading 37-0 over the Mad Axe Hatchets. And Kendall Gettner's kick goes deep, and Harbor Beach is there quickly to swarm to the ball at the 24-yard line. Harbor Beach special teams fired up, especially after that extra point complete for Robert Ebbing. 32 seconds left in this third quarter, a running clock situation. The only time clock stops is penalties, touchdowns, or timeouts. First and 10 for Bad Axe at their own 25-yard line.
Again, with the clock running here, we're under 20 seconds, under 15 seconds already here left in the third quarter.
And more than likely, Bad Axe is not even going to get a playoff in this third quarter. And we have reached the end of the third quarter with a little miscommunication from the blue and gold sideline. It is 37-0, Harbor Beach leading Bad Axe right here on the WLAW Sports Network. Fourth quarter action coming up next.
Growing up in the Thumb of Michigan, I quickly learned about family values and commitment. Bayport State Bank also shares those same beliefs by investing in the communities we serve, keeping our economy strong and vibrant. I'm Brody, and as a lender with Bayport State Bank, we will work hard to customize a loan package that is right for you, with quick lending decisions that only a local bank can provide. We're a long-standing bank with solid ratings, and by taking lending seriously, Bayport State Bank recently earned the recognition to place in the top 28 community banks in overall lending to its customers. And while some banks may quickly sell off your loan, Bayport State Bank believes in you. We were your lender then, and we will continue to be your lender tomorrow. So what can I do for you?
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
That is the best bumper we've heard all night tonight, Dave. Sweet Caroline from the Bad Axe Marching Band. And I remember they played a special for us at basketball for me and John Mooney, and greatly appreciated. Great tune right there, I must say.
And well, and very well done, might I add.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. And we have a flag flying to start this fourth quarter. And it's going to be offsides against Harbor Beach as they jumped over that line. And it's going to be a five-yard penalty against Harbor Beach now. First and five for Bad Axe.
Again, remember, when Bad Axe comes to the line of scrimmage and gets set, before they run their play, they all set down at the same time before the ball is snapped. And for the first time tonight, that caught Harbor Beach off guard.
Coming out, the single wing to the left, working off just inside of the left hash. Two men in the backfield, plus the two wing backs to the left. It's a direct snap to Wehner, and Harbor Beach is there. Johnny on the spot. That would be Kendall Gettner, the nose guard, diving in to negate any form of gain on that play. Now second down, still five to go.
That's his fifth tackle of the night, Clark. Tied with the team lead with Devin Puff. Those two have definitely been strong for that Harbor Beach defense. One on the line and one at the linebacker position. And don't forget his tackle for loss. He actually has six of them. Very good.
Thank you to Doug Cole for pointing that one out. Doug Cole doing a great job. Kayla O'Neill, of course, too, on the Twitter and Facebook feeds. Check it out. Just search for WLAW Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Second down, 5 yards to go for Bad Axe at their own 30-yard line. Running clock, 10:42 left in the fourth. Direct snap to Wehner. Handoff looks like that would be to a new man, and he breaks free of a tackle into Harbor Beach territory and finally dragged out of bounds at the 38-yard line. That would be Jesse Nye, the 5'8", 170-pound junior, going out for a big run from the 35 across midfield and then tack on another 12 yards, a 27-yard run for Jesse Nye, the longest of the night for the Patchets.
And a great run at that, but that's part of what they're trying to set up with this single wing back is when your main backs and Clancy and Wehner are taking the snaps and going right and going left. Jesse Nye is one of those guys who is on the end coming, taking one step back and coming in motion and going right through the line of scrimmage. And once in a while, when they hand it off to him, he's been able to get some big gains.
Direct snap to Jack Clancy, hits the ground. He nearly isn't able to pick it back up. And there's Devin Puff grabbing him in the backfield, and it is a three-yard loss. Now second down, 13.
C.J. Martinez takes that snap, and he's had a little trouble holding on to the football when it's been snapped directly to him, and it hits the ground, bounces back up to him, and he's able to recover it and go to the right side. He still loses 2 yards, but it could have been a lot worse. Disaster averted there for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Second down, 13 to go for Bad Axe, working 3 yards inside the left hash. Right to left across your radio are the blue and gold jerseys. Single wing to the right, and it's a direct snap to Wayner, and it's a handoff. Then coming inside the left gap, and across the 40-yard line down to the 38, handoff to Jesse Nye. Gets out for maybe 3 yards. Gets inside the original line of scrimmage. Third down, 9 yards to go.
Third and a long nine at that, Clark. Jesse Nye, that play that just went for a big gain. That time, Harbor Beach ready for it. Stops it after just a few yards. Bring up third and long now for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Evan Smiglinski with that tackle for Harbor Beach. He has one tackle and one sack on the night. Third down, 9 to go for Bad Axe, working off the left hash at the Harbor Beach 38-yard line. Best field position they've had for the majority of the night. Ryan Wayner sweeps to his right. He's in troubles, and he's running hard and gets out to about the 37-yard line. And that is a hard-fought 2 yards for Ryan Wayner. Fourth and 8 to go.
No question about that. I thought he was about 3 yards deep. I thought that was about the way that play was going to end. And he spun his way and drove himself for 5 yards, making it a positive 2 or 3 yard gain on that play. But again, still fourth down and very long for the Hatchets. Running game has been, outside of a couple long 20-yard runs, they really haven't had a whole lot of success. So not going to be surprised here if they let Wayner try and throw it one more time.
Justin Wischlager on the tackle for Harbor Beach, linebacker. Fourth down, 8 to go. Bad Axe going for it on fourth down, 8 from their Harbor Beach 38-yard line. Single wing to the left. There's the snap into Wayner's hands, looking to pass downfield. Has a receiver, but this one is way overthrown by about 10 yards. Incomplete, and this is yet another turnover of downs for Bad Axe. That is the fourth turnover of downs for Bad Axe tonight, and the sixth turnover.
That was a rollout run play. He disguises the run and then stops where he's at to set his feet and throw the football. He had two receivers down that left side. Jesse Nye was the shorter back. He had a deep receiver in double coverage. He chose to throw it in double coverage instead of trying to throw it to Nye underneath. I think he'd had enough for the first down. Either way, though, the ball was well overthrown. No chance of making a first down there, and a turnover of downs as the Harbor Beach defense prevails one more time, and the offense coming out to the field.
First and 10. Spread formation for Harbor Beach. Receiver wide each way. Two men in the backfield with the quarterback, which would be actually new quarterback out there. And it's a handoff to Devin Puffin. He's out for the running into Bad Axe territory, the 30, and finally spun down to the 25-yard line. That drives to that play started the 37-yard line and comes all the way down to the 25-yard line. A nice run from the sophomore running back.
Austin Roberts has checked in at quarterback for the Pirates, Clark, and he takes that snap cleanly, hands it off to Devin Puff, and Devin Puff not looking back. A huge gain there on first down. 38 yards down the left sideline, and a nice tackle out there in space by the Hatchets defender, but way too late after a huge gain and nice run there by Devin Puff.
Austin Roberts, your new quarterback for Harbor Beach, hands it off this time to the left running back. Can't quite get his number. That'd be Tyler Burkhardt on the bottom of that pile. Forward progress has him at the original line of scrimmage. No gain on that play. And it's going to be second down, 10 yards to go for Harbor Beach at the Bad Axe 25-yard line at the edge of the red zone. 5:22 left in the fourth quarter. Running clock situation. Harbor Beach 37, Bad Axe nothing.
Bad Axe making a nice tackle there. Looked like Sam Thompson, the junior for Bad Axe, shedding his lineman, the offensive lineman, and getting in the backfield, making a stop for no gain.
Hand off to Devin Puff, coming around the left side, spins as he's falling down to the 20-yard line and gets another 2 yards after that for a 7-yard gain from the sophomore. A bright future for Devin Puff.
Devin Puff with two carries on this drive. The carry before that, Tyler Burkhart had it to the right with Devin Burkhart, or with Burkhart running right and Puff running left. They've had more success with